senza.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. We're now holding in the Zman of Bein HaMetzarim between Shavuos and Tammuz and Tisha B'Av, L'chayra, which is a Zman of Siluk HaShchina, of Richuk, so to speak, from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Kol Reid fell, he sigua Bein HaMetzarim. Kol Reid fell. All those who run after the Klal Yisrael will be matzliach to get them. Bein HaMetzarim, during the Zman of Bein HaMetzarim. L'chayra, Zman of Poronios, Rachman Litzlan. What inspiration can we get from these days, and what is our avoda in this man? So in order to understand the concept of Avelus of Yerushalayim, we have to know what is Beis HaMikdash. The Rambam paskens in Hilchos Melachim, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Aleph, HaMelech HaMashiach, Osid Lamoid Olahachze Malchus Beis David Liyoshna. The Melech HaMashiach will come and will bring back Malchus Beis David to its former glory. Uboine Mikdash, and will build the Beis HaMikdash and Mekabitz Nitchei Yisrael. And the Rambam says, V'chol Mishei Nemamim Bay, whoever doesn't believe that Mashiach will come, Oy Mishei Nemachake Lebiyosei, someone who's not Mechake, doesn't await and anticipate his arrival, Loi b'sha neviim b'vadu koifa, not just in the neviim he's koifa, ela b'toira of Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Rambam goes on to explain how Bias HaMashiach is mefurish b'toira and mefurish b'divrei neviim. We know the Ikka Hayud Beis, the 12th animamin b'abunda shalema b'Bias HaMashiach. Bias HaMashiach is one of the Ikrei Emuna, one of the fundamentals of Yiddishkeit. Without belief in Bias HaMashiach, there's no Yid. The Emuna of Bias HaMashiach is on the same level as the Emuna of Mitzius Hashem, the Emuna of Schav Oynesh, the Emuna of Terim HaShemayim. And on that level is regarded Bias HaMashiach. Bias HaMashiach is so fundamental and so intrinsic to Yiddishkeit that it's one of the Ikrei Emuna. And the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos in Maseches Sanhedrin is also Moina in Hayisoid, Hayud Beis. Is Emunah and Bias HaMashiach. There's no Yid without Bias HaMashiach. Comes along in the Chasm Sofer, in Shuvas, Siman Shun Nun Vav, the last Shuvan Yeridea, he says he doesn't understand. How could the Rambam possibly suggest that Bias HaMashiach is one of the Ikrei Emunah? As though to say that without Mashiach, it's Nishdok in Yiddishkeit. Bias HaMashiach is one of the fundamentals and basics of Yiddishkeit. So I don't understand. Many Yidden lived through their lives. They were born after the Beis HaMikdash was Chorev, and they died before the Beis HaMikdash was built. And the fact that Mashiach is going to come in some future, L'chaira would seem had very little relevance to their day-to-day experience as a Yid. So he says, Bishloima, the belief that the Ribbono Shel Olam, Mitzius Hashem, the Ribbono Shel Olam is Ein Soif, he's Ein Guf. All these things, these are fundamentals of our belief of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Torah Min HaShemayim. Someone who doesn't believe Torah Min HaShemayim, Ekenis Anki Yid. He doesn't believe in Torah Min HaShemayim. Someone who doesn't believe in Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu, Ekenis Anki Yid. He doesn't believe in Schav Oynesh, Enish Ki Yid. But someone who doesn't believe in Bias HaMashiach, so he doesn't believe in Bias HaMashiach. L'chayr Bias HaMashiach is something, yes, we want it and we anticipate it and we hope that it will come, but surely there can be a Yid without Bias HaMashiach. Why is it that the Rambam says that this is one of the fundamentals and basics of Yisoidus HaEmunah? As without Bias HaMashiach, the mensch is a kofen and apikoros. Why is this so vital and so crucial to in Yiddishkeit? So the Chasam Sofer says, "I efshali lahamim b'shum ponim va'ofen that Bias HaMashiach is miyisoide v'ikre adas." It's very important, and one must believe in every single word which it says in the Torah, and every single word which it says in the Divrei HaNeviim. Oh, but to say that emunas HaMashiach is that emuna is crucial for ikre emuna. He says he finds that very, very strange, and the chayyus you would think is nishtaze. Furthermore, he says that Aseres HaShvatim, according to some shittas in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, they're not going to come back with Bias HaMashiach. He says, you're going to say that Aseres HaShvatim, they have some watered down version of Yiddishkeit, because for them they don't have a Bias HaMashiach. Surely that shows us that Bias HaMashiach is something which the Rebbeinu Shlomo is Maftiach, that he's going to bring Mashiach, and we're going to have the Beis HaMikdash again, we're going to be Makriv Karbonos. But to say that our day-to-day lives of experience as a Yid, for that it's crucial to be Maimon and Bias HaMashiach. He says, but how the Aseres HaShvatim considered fully fledged Yidden? They don't have Bias HaMashiach. So you find the Chasam Sofer L'Chira, a very, very stark Kasha. Very stark Kasha. And furthermore, the Rambam is even bigger Chiddush. Well, the Rambam says that v'chol mi she'ein imamim boy, whoever doesn't believe that Mashiach will come, oy mi she'ein noy mechake lebiyosei, or someone who doesn't anticipate his arrival, he's also considered a koif of apikiras. So a person's got to be a matzapa legula. That's one of the questions that they ask when we get up to the Olam Emes. But surely to go along and say that someone is not mechake lebiyosei is a koif of apikiras. That's one of the Yisoidus HaEmunah, that a person's got to be Mitzapah Leviyas HaMashiach. How can that be considered of such great importance? How can Biyas HaMashiach and being Mechaka Leviyas be of such great importance, on par with Emunah Mitzias HaShem and Torah HaShemayim? So in order to understand this, we have to understand what was the Beis HaMikdash. So we know that there's the various relationships which the Ribbono Shel Olam has with Klal Yisrael. We say in the piyut of in Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, Ki onu amecha va'ata elikenu, onu bonecha va'ata avinu. We have many different types of relationships with the Ribbono Shel Olam. We have a relationship of Ben. We have a relationship of Eved. We have a relationship of Amecha. Amongst those relationships is onu ra'yosecha va'ata deidenu. Onu ra'yosecha va'ata deidenu, which means that the connection between the Ribbono Shel Olam and Klal Yisrael is on the level of Ish V'Isha, is on the level of a marriage. The relationship of marriage is always above and beyond any other relationship. Al Kein Yaz of Ish, Es Ovi Ves Imoi V'Dovak V'Ishtoi. The relationship of Onur Ayosech of Ata Deidenu, that's a superior, more intense relationship than all the others which are mentioned over there. Where was the actualization of this kesha of Ish V'Isha? So the Gemara says in Yuma, Omer Rav Ketina. Rav Ketina said, B'shah shehoyu Yisrael oilin l'regel. When Klal Yisrael went up faliyah l'regel, hoyu megalalin nesa pareches. They used to lift up the pareches. And they used to show them the Klal Yisrael, the kruvim. And they said to them, Re'u chibaschem lifnei amokim. See how much love the Ribbono Shel Olam has towards you. Ki chiba zocha v'nekeva. At the chiba of a zocha v'nekeva. There was the level of the actualization of this chiba of onur ayosech of ato deidenu is niskala in the Beis HaMikdash by the Kruvim. Very interesting tazach is that we say in the Birchas Erisin, the bracha which we make under the chuppah, finishes off, the chasim of that bracha is Baruch ato Hashem, Mekadesh Amo Yisrael Ayidei Chupa V'Kiddushin. So the Marshal translates, Baruch Ato Hashem Mekadesh Amo Yisrael Ayidei Chupa V'Kiddushin. That means, when the Ribbono Shel Olam chose us to be His nation, He was Mekadesh us, and He gave us Kiddushin, and He gave us Chupa. So, says the Marshal, the Kiddushin, the Kesef Kiddushin was the Torah, and the Chupa was the Mishkan. Mishkan is the chuppah, that's where the marriage, so to speak, of Klal Yisrael Ribbono Shel Olam takes place, in the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is the place where the actualization of the chiba socha nekeva, of the kesha, of onur ayosecha, of ata deidenu, that takes place in Beis HaMikdash. Now the question is, what happens when the Beis HaMikdash is chorf? Sishtokim Beis HaMikdash. What does that mean? Does that mean that that's all over? Till now there was a kesha of Ish V'Isha, and that right now it's Bimunutuk. Or is it something else? So the pasuk says in Eicha Yoshva Bodod Ho'ir Rabos Yom Hoiso Ka'almona Hoiso Ka'almona. Zot Rashi Hoiso Ka'almona. Klal Yisrael is like an almona, compared to almona. So Rashi, loy almona mamish, not a literal almona, not a literal, not a widow literally. Elo shke holach baila le medina sayom. It's as if holach baila le medina sayom. That means even after churban beis hamikdash, the kesher which we have with the ribbono shel olam of ish v'isha, that intensity of kesher with the ribbono shel olam is still there, still exists. Aber the ribbono shel olam is holach baila le medina sayom. The Meri Tegizach, the Gemara says there in Yuma Vaita, the Gemara says, B'shah she'nichnesu nochrim leheichol. When the Goyim came into the Kodesh Kodshim, and they came in there and they saw the Kruvim shoyim urin zebazeh. And they said, they took out the Kruvim, and they said, Yisrael she'brchosom bracha, v'kerlosom klala, yisasku b'dvarim alalu. They saw the Kruvim facing towards each other, and Mu'urin Zebazeh, which literally means hugging each other, and they said, the Klal Yisrael, who are so heilig, this is what they should put in their Kodesh Kodshim. The Azocha and the Keva, who are Mu'urin Zebazeh, the Goyim couldn't understand that. The Goyim couldn't understand how that could be associated with Kedusha, and with Kodesh HaKadoshim. With Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Chibah Zocha and the Keva is something which, that is something which belongs in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Frek the Rimigash, the Ritva brings from Rimigash, Frek the Meri Dikikasha. Frek the Azay. The Gemara says in Baba Basra that the Kruvim are Pneim Ishal Ochiv. But another Pasuk says in Melachim that the Kruvim are Pneim Al Abayit, that they're facing away from each other. So, enter the Gemara, Kan Bizman She Yisrael Oisim Ritzein Ishal Mokim? Kan Bizman She Ein Yisrael Oisim Ritzein Ishal Mokim? When Klai Yisrael Oisim Ritzein Ishal Mokim, then the Kruvim are facing each other. When the Klal Yisrael ain't oisim ritzein shamakim, then the Kruvim are facing away from each other. Frek the Heidegger Rimigash, I don't understand. B'shas churban beis hamikdash. Surely we don't have a greater ain't oisim ritzein shamakim than that. This is the time when the Ribbono Shel Olam has to make chor of the beis hamikdash. Surely at this point, the Kruvim won't be looking at each other at all. The Kruvim will be facing the bais. So the Svarim HaKadoshim say that the Teretz is a Meri Degezach. The Gemara tells us there's many times when a man is mechuyav lifkei des ishtoi b'mitzvas oino. One of those times is when a person is yotze l'derech. When a man is yotze l'derech, he's mechuyav lifkei des ishtoi. He's mechuyav to show his wife some level of chiba. When a man is yotze l'derech. When there's churban beis hamikdash, then the Ribbono Shel Olam kaviyochel has been yotze l'derech, like Rashi says in Eicha. Holach ba'il ol medina sayom. The Ribbono Shel Olam is going away. Holach ba'il ol medina sayom. It's oiber azoi. At that point, the Ribbono Shel Olam is poiked klal Yisrael with the chiba of yoytze l'derech. Because the Ribbono Shel Olam is yoytze l'derech. So at that point, he shows us chiba with pneim el ishal ochiv. And mimela, at that point, the kruvim were pneim ishal ochiv. Even though klal Yisrael ain't ois in retzein ishal mokim. So we see from all of this, that even not churban beis hamikdash, the kesher of onurai yosecha of ata deidenu is still there, it's still intact. It's not active because the Ribbono Shel Olam is not here in the beis hamikdash, but it's hinezeh oimed achak kosleinu. It's still there, but it's dormant. The Ribbono Shel Olam is holach ba'al olam medina sayom. So to see this, we have a deeper understanding in the Indian of Bias HaMashiach. Emunah in Bias HaMashiach is essentially an emunah of what the kesher of Klal Yisrael with the Ribbono Shel Olam is. A Yid who lives through his life and doesn't see the future bringing Mashiach, that means he says that there was once a time when the Ribbono Shel Olam had this closeness with us, which when came churban beis hamikdash, it's all over, it's all finished. The relationship between Klal Yisrael and the Ribbono Shel Olam has now been downgraded and no longer has that intensity. Bias HaMashiach tells us that no, it's nishtaze. The Ribbono Shel Olam is nishda, but he's holach ba'al olam medina sayom. Is noch als Baila, the Ribbono Shel Olam is noch als onurai yosecha of ato deidenu. There still is that chiba. Oh, but the Ribbono Shel Olam is holach lemedina sayom. The emunah in Bias HaMashiach will affect therefore the day to day life of a yid. When Yid realizes the level of intensity of the kesher which Klal Yisrael has the Ribbono Shelom, that can only be realized through the Emunah in Bias HaMashiach. Believing in Bias HaMashiach tells us and translates to us about what the kesher which we have with Ribbono Shelom right now is. That's why Bias HaMashiach makes a difference to us. It's not just about the future. It's about what we have with Ribbono Shelom today. Today the Ribbono Shelom is also on the Rai Yosech of Atta Deidenu. Novas Yitzholach Lemedina Sayom. With that we also understand why B'mechake L'B'yosei, why awaiting and anticipating his arrival is part and parcel of Emunah of Bias HaMashiach. Because the anticipation of his arrival is not just about believing it, it's about experiencing this relationship with the Ribbono Shelom, experiencing that closeness of Ish V'Isha with the Ribbono Shelom. That is the Emunah which we want to achieve with Bias HaMashiach. So the Avelus which we have on Beis HaMikdash is really reconnecting to Ribbono Shelom with the means of the relationship of Isha Labayla. When we say we're mechakeh to Bias HaMashiach, we're mitzabel on Yerushalayim, what we're saying is, like we say in the piyut, Eli tzim ve'orea kama Isha b'tzirel v'chibsula chagura sak, like a psula who's chagura sak, who's mourning al bal nurel on her husband. The avelus of Beis HaMikdash and the avelus of the Shechina being no longer with us is reconnecting to the Ribbono Shelolam as kibsula chagura sak abal nurel. It's a realization that the Ribbono Shelolam is bailo, and we have the closeness with him as ish v'isha, and from that point, from that dimension, we're miskageah for him, because like a isha is chagura sak abal nurel, we are miskageah for the Ribbono Shelolam to come back to us and to show us the chibah which he did bar Rishayna.
Why would a sack? If you say that's for Velis, but he is saying that the position is really from Din Sayam.
It's not exactly the same, but it's the gaguim on a bal which is no longer here. That's the Velis of Beis HaMikdash comes from that perspective that we're reconnecting to Ribbono Shelolam as a Isha Labayla, and from that point of view we're saying, Ribbono Shelolam, we miss you so much, honor doidech, where is the Ribbono Shelolam? We want to reconnect with you, we want to be there with you in Beis HaMikdash and have the active relationship of Chibas Zocha Nekeva Onura Yosech of Atta Deidenu. So I'm married to Gezach and Sfasemes. He says, we know the whole Megillah Shir HaShirim, Kol HaNeviim Kodesh, Shir HaShirim Kodesh Kodoshim. Shir HaShirim is Kodesh Kodoshim because Shir HaShirim tells us this secret, that the kesher which the Ribbono Shelolam has with Klal Yisrael is on par with Azivya kesher from Ish V'Isha. That's the Gantz Shir HaShirim, Shakenim Nishikos Piu, On Upon Odeidech. That kesher was Nizgala to us in Megillah Shir HaShir. He says that the avodah which we had with in Shir HaShirim with simcha and with mecholos and with dancing heviani amelech hador of nagila of nismcha boch b'shas golus, that very avodah is replaced with the bechia and avelus of Megillas Eicha, because these two things are parallel to one another. When we have an active relationship with Ribbono Shelolam, when we have a Beis HaMikdash, and the Ribbono Shelolam is there in the Kruvim, then we have the Avodah of Shir HaShirim. But when the Ribbono Shelolam is not here with us, how do we connect to the Ribbono Shelolam through the means of this kesher of Onur HaYosech of Atta Deidenu? By being boiche, and by being misabel, and by being miskageah, by crying, and by mourning, and by yearning for the Ribbono Shelolam to come back. That is how we experience the kirva of the doidi of which the Ribbono Shelolam is. That kesher with Ribbono Shelolam, we experience that with Megillas Eicha. So shtei to Megillas Eicha zot the Sfasemes, nepach le'evel mecholenu oyna lanu kichatanu. Nepach le'evil mecheleinu. He says, Taich, that avoida which we used to do through means of mecheleis, now we do the same avoida, but by means of avelos. That means that what a person can grow to through avelos is on par and equivalent to what a person can get to through the mecheleis and the simcha of Shir HaShirim. A person who's miskageya and yearns for Bias HaMashiach, he is on par, the same person, the same level as someone who's Nogila of Nismacha Bach, who's Besimcha, because of the Heviani HaMelech Hador of the Rebbein Shalom brings us in to his private quarters. And as we were Megageah for the Rebbein Shalom, Kaviyachol, the Rebbein Shalom is Megageah for us. Koil Doidi Doifik, the Rebbein Shalom comes and knocks at our door and he begs, Piskili, open for me Achoisi Rai Yossi, Yoinosi Samosi. The Rebbein Shem is also miskageya to come back to us and be there together with us as doidi. I saw a maisa, a merid gezach, that someone came into Rav Chaskel Abramsky on Motzi Tisha B'Av, and he found him in ganzen ois mensch. So he asked him, why is the Rebbe so ois mensch? Was it geschehen? See, he said that he was learning the pasuk in Eicha, Dorach Kashtei Ka'oyev. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam takes an arrow, and he was Dorach Kashtei, and he aims it and he points it towards us, Ka'oyev, like an enemy. Dorach Kashtei Ka'oyev. He says he was contemplating and he was thinking about the Meridikat Tzara Shechina, which the Rebbeinu Shel Olam has to stand there amongst the Oyevim and to be Dorach Kashtei Ka'oyev. When the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is Be'emes, and because of our averus, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam has got to be Dorach Kashti Ka'oyev. It's gemacht ois mensch, just the thought of it as Sedosim and Tzugu coming. Say in the bracha in Shmini Esra. Lirushalayim ircha baracha mim toshuv. V'sishkoin b'soicha ka'asher dibarta. So it seems to be a repetition. Lirushalayim ircha baracha mim toshuv. And then again, v'sishkoin b'soicha ka'asher dibarta. So the Goyin says, in Meri D'Gazach, he says that, we know the Gemara says, v'ashimoisi esmik d'sheichem. Pasuk state in Parashat B'chukosai, v'ashimoisi esmik d'sheichem. One of the klolos which was said in the Teichacha is Vashimoisis Midasheikh and Rebbeinu Shel Olam is going to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara says, Kedushasan Aleim Afal Pi Shein Shoimimim. Even when they're destroyed, they still have a Kedusha. And therefore, the Talochas of Moira Mikdash, even Achachurum Beis HaMikdash. So he says, it comes out that there's Ashras Ashchina, even Nochon Churum Beis HaMikdash. So Mimela Zokde the Pshat Tzazeh, Yerushalayim Ircha Barachem Im Toshuv. We're asking Rebbeinu Shel Olam to come back to Yerushalayim like he was there B'Shas Mikdash. V'sishkoim B'Soicha Kasheh Dibarto, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam should rest his Shechina in Yerushalayim Kasheh Dibarto that Kedushasan Aleim Af Pishen Shemin. That the Rebbeinu Shel Olam was Mavtiach to us that he's going to stay in Yerushalayim even though Yerushalayim is being destroyed. That's what would happen. V'sishkoim B'Soicha Kasheh Dibarto. And then he continues and he says, but nevertheless, we ask Rebbeinu Shel Olam, even though there is Ashras Hashchina in Yerushalayim today, oh, but that's not enough. Of Neo Yisrael B'Korib B'Yomeinu B'Nyan Olam. But still, we want, even though Yerushalayim B'Churbonoi also has some level of Ashras Hashchina, oh, but we ask Rebbeinu Shel Olam, of Neo Yisrael B'Korib B'Yomeinu B'Nyan Olam. Mori D'Kezach, the Pasuk says, V'ashimoisi Es Mikdasheichem. The klali is, V'ashimoisis midasheichem, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam will destroy the Beis HaMikdash. And Chazal say, Kedushasan aleim afal pi shein shemin. The Kedusha is there in the Beis HaMikdash, even though the Beis HaMikdash has been destroyed. And all the Achronim, Mutshazach, they're bothered. Where is the raya from V'ashimoisis midasheichem that the Kedusha will remain in the Beis HaMikdash, even though it's been destroyed? V'ashimoisis midasheichem. And then there'll be no Mikdash. Tosfos Yom Tov, Reb Kveger, there's many, many mahalchim in what the Pshat is. Lefi the goyin, the kamzogin anai pshat. In the brachas, when the Rebbeinu Shel Olam told us that we're going to have a Beis HaMikdash, he said, "V'nosati mishkoni b'seichachem, v'loisigal nafshi eschem." By the brochas, the Rebbe Yishlem used the lashon v'nasati mishkoni b'seichem v'sigal nafshi eschem. Mishkoni, use the lashon mishkon. By the klolas, v'ashteit v'ashimoisi es mikdasheichem. The Rebbe Yishlem uses the lashon mikdash. But in the brochas, the Rebbe Yishlem says v'nasati mishkoni b'seichem, mishkon, and by the klolas state v'ashimoisi es mikdasheichem. It doesn't say v'ashimoisi es mishkoni, say v'ashimoisi es mikdasheichem. So the fi the going can be zogen amur de gezach. V'nasati es mishkoni b'seichem v'leisigal nafshi eschem means that Rebbein Hashem will put the Shechina amongst us, even if the Beis Hamikdash will be b'churbono, there'll still be mishkoni. Like the going says, v'sishkoin b'seichal kasher dibarto, there's ashras Shechina in the mikdash even b'churbono. V'ashimoyse es mikdasheichem, that means the physical Beis Hamikdash will no longer exist. So therefore, that was the Gemara's raya that they'll remain ashras hashchina even after churban beis hamikdash, because by the brachas the Torah says nosati mishkoni b'seichem, but by the klolas the Bereshit doesn't say that there won't be a mishkon. He says v'ashimoisi es mikdasheichem, there won't be a mikdash, mishkon will remain. Like the Gaon says v'sishkoin b'seichem kasher dibarta, the lashon of mishkon connotes to the Hashras Hashchina, which will be there even b'shas churban beis hamikdash. So that will still remain. Nasati mishkoni b'seichem will remain even after v'ashimoyseis mikdasheichem. And that's the raya that there will be a kedusha in the beis hamikdash afal pishein shemimin, because the klala was only that the Rebbeinu Shem will take back the mikdash, but the mishkon will remain. And if this is meridik miyoshev, the pasuk says nasati mishkoni b'seichem v'loisigal nafshi eschem. And all the Mefarshim of Pshat wonder. The Rebbeinu Shem says, "And I'll give you a base nasati mishkoni b'seichem, but lo yisigal nafshi eschem. And I won't be disgusted by you. Nasati mishkoni, lo yisigal nafshi eschem. Nasati mishkoni b'seichem, but lo yisigal nafshi eschem." So the way we're understanding, the way the going explains that the lashon of mishkon means that there'll be ashras hashchina even b'churbono. So that's what the pasuk is saying. V'nosati mishkoni b'seichem, and that mishkon will remain beim bizman sheklal Yisrael oisim ritzayin shamokim, or beim bizman sheein klal Yisrael oisim ritzayin shamokim. Whether the Beis Hamikdash is b'binyona, or whether the Beis Hamikdash is b'churbono, there'll always be mishkoni. V'nosati mishkoni b'seichem, and therefore says the pasuk, leisigal nafshi eschem. It makes no difference, even if there'll be shvera averus, there'll be gimel averus chamurus, which will cause churban beis hamikdash. Aber v'nosati mishkoni b'seichem, there'll always be some level of ashras hashchina afal pishu chariv. And when it comes to the klolas, says the Rebbeinu Shleim, v'ashimaisis mikdasheichem, the mikdash will no longer be there. But mishkon v'sishkoin b'seichel kasher dibarto, the ashras hashchina, which there is even b'churbono, that will still remain. The pasuk says in Shir Hashirim, Hineze oimed acha kosleinu. The Rebbeinu Shleim is standing behind the kosel. Mashkiach menachaloinois meitzitz menacharakim. This pasuk is going on b'shas the golus, and the Rebbeinu Shleim says even though the shechina is not there begilui, but he's oimed acha kosleinu. And Chazal say oimed acha kosleinu meoilam leizozo shechina mikosel amaravi. That level of shechina of oimed acha kosleinu, the Rebbeinu Shleim's shechina is still there in mikdash. Obviously, it's not the same level of it's not the it's behesta, it's not begolui, because it's holach b'alem dinas hayom, but it's still there, it still remains there in the mikdash k'tushos naleim af pishen shemimin, and there still is the honor ayosecha of ata deidenu with the chibas ish v'isha, which the Rebbeinu Shem has to us, is still there. Zoicha zayin to the kolamis abul Yerushalayim, zoicha v'roya b'simchosa. Thank you.